This is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to December's Show Your Shine podcast. The topic is daring to dream. December is a magical time of year when all things seem possible. A perfect time to dare to dream. How sad that we get so busy in the day-to-day hubbub, we sometimes forget to dream. Dreaming makes all things possible. It doesn't weigh you down with all the why nots and why can'ts. Instead, it gives you wings to soar with all the what-ifs and what-can-bes. Imagine the infinite possibilities. If anything were possible, quickly, easily, and now, what would life look like? Who would be in it? What would you be doing? Where would you be living? What would you look and feel like? Invite your future self into your present to help you see the person of your dreams. And really take a moment and think, what would your life look like right this moment if you were living your dreams? I'd love to hear you say, just as it is. However, would it be true? Irma Bombeck shared, there are people who put their dreams in a little box and say, yes, of course, I've got dreams. And then they put the box away and bring it out once in a while to look in it. And yep, they're in there. They're still there. It takes an uncommon amount of guts to put your dreams on the line, to hold them up, and to share them for the world to see. Everything starts with a dream. In 1997, my husband Steve and I saw this beautiful, heavily treed lot with wetlands in the back. It was fall, and the colors of the trees were all shades of red and orange and gold and russet. It was perfect. The only problem was we had just moved into our new home. We couldn't possibly think about moving. It didn't make any sense at all. There were just way too many obstacles to overcome. Or was there? What if we just focused on buying the lot for now? We could always sell it as an investment property if we changed our mind. There weren't any strict rules on when the build had to take place. And if we tightened our belt with spending, we could afford to make the payments for the lot. So we took the first step, or should I say leap, and we bought the lot. We spent the next 4 years dreaming and planning and dreaming some more. We even came up with a story that the wetlands were once called Cattail Bay, and our home was to be the inn on the lake. It would be a welcome refuge for all our friends and family. We'd create kind of a zen-like feel by bringing the outdoors in with colors and textures and massive windows. Now, fast forward to May 5th of 2001. Guess what? It's move-in day. And there's a sign by the front door that welcomes us home. It says, "Welcome to Cattail Bay. Relax and enjoy your stay. We're glad you're with us. Steve and Judy Mozoff, proprietors, friends, and cooks." So once again, I ask, if anything were possible, what would your life look like if you were daring to dream? This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome December. Today is a great day to show your shine.